This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi, for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Of course, Sam is the starting right guard for the Washington Commanders. Do we hear baby boy in the background?
He's sleeping right now, so he might make a couple noises here and there, but he's knocked out.
That's fine. You know me. I'll do my best to be quiet, but it's not exactly my strength.
You have no strength at all doing that.
There's obviously plenty for us to discuss, but I want to start with the important stuff. Baby boy and mom, everybody's happy, healthy. Big sister.
Yeah, everybody's great right now. Baby sister is unfazed, which is awesome. Mama's doing really good. So it's a good household right now. So I'm really happy everybody's healthy and doing really good. So I appreciate you asking me that.
Love to hear that. And then I wanted to congratulate you. Yesterday, you were named the Good Guy Award winner, the Washington player that's best at dealing with the media. I'm a voter in that. You had my vote. Even as you were coming back from the injury in the first half of the season, you were always really helpful with us. So thank you for your professionalism and congratulations.
Of course. I mean, you know, for me, it's awesome because it's like I've been runner-up, I think, 2 years in a row now, so it's nice to win this year. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that you guys do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know you guys have to do a job, and why not help you guys do that job? So I don't want to be a deterrent towards you guys. And at the end of the day, we're all people, and we're all trying to get to a common goal of, you know, just doing our jobs. And I appreciate you guys and respect you guys. And I appreciate you guys giving me that award. So it meant a lot to me.
I know you could deal with J.P. Finley a little bit less.
well, to that point, and B, you know.
Especially when he got that little raspy voice. Let me ask you a question.
Well, to that point, Sam, where your locker is in the locker room is right in the middle of where all the media hangs out. So you're kind of stuck with us. Are you still putting in a request to get to one of the corners of the room?
You know, I am. I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate you guys, like I said, but I also like my privacy as well. So it's just, you know, it's like right smack in the middle of you guys.
Right in the middle, yeah.
Right in the middle of everything. So, but you know, I'll keep Josh right there with you guys. So I know he he needs all the work you can get with the interviews and everything like that. So, he'll be right there with you guys.
Yeah. Connerly for a rook was very good with us. Honestly, Connerly,
no, he was.
Connerly,
he was.
Bill, Jalen Lane, like those were all polished dudes. I was impressed with all those guys. All right. Well, you said we have a job to do. So let's talk about the news of the day. The news emerged within the last hour, I'd say, that offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury will not be back with the Commanders. I'm curious, just your reaction to the news.
I mean, I don't really know. I understand. At the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, it's, you know, this type of season that you have, normally somebody, you know, gets cut, gets the boot. So, you know, whatever the decisions they decided to make up front is up to them. So all I can do is just be like, okay, I gotcha. What's next?
Yep.
He's coming in. You know, what's the new playbook? So, but I mean, Cliff as a person is a phenomenal person. Really respect him as who he is. You know, I one thing I did appreciate the most was when it came to being able to, you know, talk to the players, do that, being able to get our feedback. You know, he took that in, and you know, not a lot of OCs do that, and that's something I truly appreciated, that, you know, he would listen to us. You know, that speaks about his character and who he is. You know, it's unfortunate of the events that just took place, but, you know, for the most part, I mean, it is business at the end of the day. We have to perform, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I know Jay, when he asked me questions about how do players take it, I feel players look at it, they understand it, and then they say, okay, what do I have to do next? You know what I mean? To just make sure you keep you stay around, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a job to do, and we're all trying to put each other in the best position to win football games. And however they feel fit to do that, and whatever decisions they make. Because, you know, we're just – I always say this. It's like you build relationships throughout the course of seasons and stuff like that, but it's a chess game. We're all pawns, you know, on the board. And some guys have bigger roles than others, and some other guys have different roles. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is a high performance game that, you know, we have to perform, and we weren't able to do that this year.
How difficult is it for an offense when, I mean, you joined this team in mid-October, I believe. You know, Jaden's in and out, Terry's in and out. Like, how difficult is it for an offense to hit that top gear when you have so much disruption to the personnel on the field?
Yeah, I mean, chemistry goes a long way. I really, truly believe that. You know, at the end of the day, I think when you get in those situations, you try to simplify things. I think that's the biggest thing. For me, the way I simplify things is like, hey, the two guys right next to me, how can I affect them? And how can we make each other better? And how can I make my blocks? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, everything going around you, you can't control everything. You know, you always hear that saying, control what you can control. And that's what I could control, you know, is myself and the guys next to me, trying to help them be the best versions they could be when I was on the field.
Does it change up the way you prepare or get ready for the off season? You're like, you're going into off season, you know what you were going with. You got the same people coming back. You approach that one way. Now you know, new offense possibly. Does it change up things a little bit?
I mean, yeah, we're going to have to learn the new terminology and how the system is and what they like to do. But, you know, this is going to be my fourth offense.
Wow.
In 5 years, going in six now. So, I mean, everything is football's football. You know, they're just some coordinators run certain plays differently than others. But you have inside zone, power counter, pin pull plays. You know, you can go down the line, pass protection, six-man, seven-man play action. They're all the same, you know, for the most part. It's just different terminology, different ways of IDing things and scheming up things and route concepts and how the style of play, you know. Those are all things that, you know, are pretty similar. It's just different terminology and different ways of calling things. So, yeah.
We're talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Sam, kind enough to join us for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat, fed by our friends over at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays at Paisanos. Nurses, teachers, active duty military, military vets, first responders, everybody gets 25% off your order with the promo code COMMUNITY.
Nice.
It's Paisanos' way of giving back to the individuals who give so much to others. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everybody. Order now at paisanospizza.com. Paisanos owes us two, because not only do we have Sam Cosmi, we also have Tate Cosmi. Is this his first radio interview, Sam?
Yes. Yeah. He's right there with me. So yeah, this is his first one for sure. He's knocked out, so he's not getting much out of it. But, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've interviewed a lot of people. He's given us as much as plenty of others. So yesterday, I don't know that a lot of fans understand what kind of the end of the season is, what locker cleanout day is. Can you take folks through, like, when you get to the facility, what the team meeting's like, the exit interviews, and then, you know, finally just clearing out?
Yeah, so typically, I mean, we have our big team meeting, DQ and goes up there and talks to us about the season and just, you know, how appreciative he is of us. And then we kind of go from our OC to our position coaches, exit meetings with our position coaches, you know, kind of just, hey, man, what's your two cents about this year? You know, what are the things that we can improve on? What do you think we did great? You know, what can we carry into next season? What do we need to fix for next season? So that's kind of the basis of that right there. But I mean, from a personal level, you know, a lot of those guys that you go out there and go to battle with, the gravity of going in a football game and fighting with the guy next to you, you build relationships like no other, you know, like it's incredible. Of what you're able to do together on that football field. And, you know, the crazy part is that guy might not be here next year. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys that you battle with, it's going to be different every year. So it's cool to build relationships, but you know, the crazy part about this league, it's a revolving door. People always come and go. So you try to build those relationships as best as you can. And, you know, some of those relationships are able to last a lifetime, which is really cool.
Totally. To that effect, I know that you are tight with a lot. The O-line tends to be tight in all locations, right? I know Nick Allegretti and Andrew Wiley are friends of yours. Wiley now, I think, officially becomes a free agent. Nick, you know, there's some question what could happen there with that contract. What are those conversations like on locker cleanout day? And maybe it's not just other O linemen. There's other players. Hell, Debo's locker's what, two down from you? Debo is slated to become a free agent.
Yeah, you know, obviously you try to say bye to everybody. It's not going to be deep conversations as much as, you know, you kind of be the unknown. You know, that, like I said, there's things that you can control and there's things that you can't control. And the business aspect of things is something that you can't. So it's just, you kind of fingers crossed, hope they're here next year, you know. But like, you still keep in contact over the phone and do that. So you don't lose that, you know. So for the most part. So like I said, you just kind of sit back, wait, you know, fingers crossed they're here or not, I don't know. So that's kind of how those conversations kind of go.
It's an interesting time for you guys. So what are you how are you feeling, by the way? I mean, when you were last on the field, we know you sustained the concussion. Are you feeling good, back to normal, all the symptoms receded and all that?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I am pretty much back to myself. You know, the sleep deprivation right now with the child is the only thing that's kind of been like, oh, is that concussion? Is that not? Is that just because I haven't been sleeping? But for the most part, I feel pretty much back to myself. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now for sure.
All right, well,
Sam, our producer wanted to know, Like when he
let Jeffrey. Jeff has his own unique way of asking questions.
I wanted to know that, you know, when Cliff got let go, did y'all have like a text thread or something? Like, did y'all know immediately? Because I know the minute I'm missing work, everyone's in the text message.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest with you, JP told me that this was coming out. I didn't know that this was going down. Like I said, there's a business aspect of things. Like I said, there's a lot. The thing is, there's a lot of guys in my room in particular, or either free agents or have one more year, you know, that's not guaranteed to their contracts. I mean, it's crazy. There's a lot of, I feel like there's going to be a lot of moving parts this next off season. So, it's a very interesting off season, a lot of work that they got to do up in the front office. But yeah, I mean, when things kind of go down like that, you're just like, whoa. So I don't think, I'm sure there's guys right now that don't know that's happened yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I asked somebody a question and they never responded back. So they probably didn't know.
I guarantee you they didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
Would you, in hindsight now, over the last month or so, just between team meetings and walking around the building, would you have guessed that, like, I'm not to put you in a position, but the Joe Witt news, Joe Witt has also departed, right? But when DQ kind of takes back the defensive reins halfway through the season, that's not much of a surprise. With Cliff, was there anything over the last month or anything that might have tipped you off, or when you look back on it, like, oh, you know, I kind of saw that?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
JP,
you hear me? I'm sorry. Uh-oh.
Don't know what happened.
I'm going to throw Sam on hold, see if you got him there, Jeff. But I definitely think... There are players that are, like, really locked in.
Some players don't pay attention to that other stuff.
I think especially when you got a 10-day-old baby in the house or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an interesting time. If we don't get Sam back, really appreciate his time, because that's not the easiest
situation. But like, if you listen to Sam, Sam was very much like I was when I was playing. Like, I didn't care about much but my teammates, do my job, go home. And the guys that I was cool with, I didn't have to say bye to them. I'm going to be dealing with them the whole offseason anyway. You know what I mean? And I was like that all the time. So on the locker cleanout day, I walk in, and I normally like, what up? Because I'm going to be right back in a month. I ain't clean all that trash out.
Right.
You know, and I kept mine relatively clean. But you, when you're cool with somebody, whether they go to another team or not, you all going to stay in contact.
Well, and I also think it's interesting – I love talking to O-linemen because I think they have, in a really complicated game, perhaps the best understanding of what their job is, how to do their job, and how to move forward. And, and I think for a dude like Cosmi, that's the focus. I wonder if other guys are more aware, and maybe younger players are paying more attention to what's happening in the media, those sorts of things.
Young players need to pay attention to what they need to do. Then they'll be a lot better, a lot quicker.
You're right. It's just, some of it is just all good. I think Sam might be trying to call us back, but I think something weird is happening with the phones. Shocker. seriously, though, appreciate him making time for us on what is an awkward kind of conversation to have. If you're just tuning in, just getting in your car, Cliff Kingsbury is removed, is out from the Washington organization.
Mutually agreed to part ways.
I do think between Dan and Cliff, I know they had a meeting. I believe that was a...
He's trying to call back. Lanfield, do you want to just try to call him?
I think, you know, I think in a lot of ways, those two probably have a lot of respect for each other and want to see everything work out for the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which doesn't mean that that conversation is any better or worse.
Nah.
I think it still just kind of sucks.
They said they agreed to part ways. What if Cliff has already an idea where he's about to go? Hey, man, go on. Let's just do this right now because I'm going to be leaving to go to this spot.
I think Cliff has a real shot at Tennessee and maybe New York. I think Sam has called us back. Sam,
I saw something about Vegas.
Sam, can you hear us, bro?
I'm back.
Okay.
What's up, Sam?
Well, thank you for calling back.
No problem.
The last question I was asking is, I don't know if you heard me, but, you know, when the change was made, you know, roughly midway through the season with Joe Witt, I don't think there's much of a surprise that Joe Witt's not going to be part of the organization going forward. With Cliff, it's more of a surprise. In hindsight, looking back over the last month or anything, was there anything you now look back on and you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting?
To be honest with you, not really. I went in the exit meetings kind of like talking about like how can we, you know, some of the things that we can improve on the offense, you know, thinking like, hey, we're going to move ahead for next season. So for me, there was no indicators that they were going to make this move. So, I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah. What for you are the best ways for this offense to get better next year?
So for me, I think what's crucial is for us to really establish an identity, especially in the run game. I think we showed a lot of potential this last season, you know, and I think there's a lot of things that I think for me, if we're able to key some of the key pieces in the whole line, that we're going to be probably one of the best on lines in the NFL. And I felt like we were this last season. If they can rely on us in the run game, especially, you know, I think there's some things that we can do that's really special in that category. Like I said, once you establish a run, it opens up so much more play action, you know, and when you have to go drop back pass, you do. But I really wanted to establish the identity of the run. Like, who are we? You know, that was the biggest thing that, like, I felt that we could have definitely improved on going into next season. I just wanted to me personally slow down a little bit with the offense, just to dissect the little things better when it came to on the field. You know, but I mean, it's going to be different now. So, yeah. But still in the run game, I still want to have that identity. That's the biggest thing for me.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Two last things for me. A guy like Josh Connerly, a rookie who's able to play every snap of the season, which is really, really impressive.
Rare.
What kind of jump do you see him making next year?
I think a huge jump. I mean, the first year of being a rookie, man, I remember my rookie year, and it just like you're just trying to figure out everything, you know? And I think as the year went on, he just kept on improving and improving and improving, you know, like the caliber of players, like, you know, it's either fight or flight, you know, like, and he was going against some, you know, guys off the edge that were just dogs, you know?
Yes.
And he's been battle tested now, you know? So I think the beautiful part about that, there's such a big jump from year one to year two. And I'm excited to see him put to work this off season and really improve, just and key in on the things that he needs to work on. I think he knows that, you know, and I think he's going to go train with Laramie, which I think is going to be a great thing. And I told him, hey man, when you're in town, you're working with me, you know? Yeah. So, I'm excited to see what, you know, he has in store for this off season.
AP made clear he's going to try to get a new deal done with Laramie. I can guess what those numbers will look like. Do you think Laramie needs to pick up the first lineman's dinner next season?
Yeah, it's going to be insane. I mean, props to me. He's literally a freak, and he deserves it. And he's a great person. And it's going to be just like, you know, I know we've been talking a lot about Cliff, but Cliff said in an interview he's gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last, yeah. You got to make some picks. College football Final Four, Oregon, Indiana. That is Friday night. Who do you like?
I'm going with Indiana, man. That's the story of the whole season. I like the way they run the program and their head coach. I know Josh is not going to like that and Marcus, but I have no ties to Indiana at all. So, not at all. So for me, it's like, would I ever think a school like Indiana be in the position they are in right now? No. So I love it. I'm going for them.
All right. And then Ole Miss, Miami. Who you got?
There you go.
Ooh. I'll go Ole Miss just because of I don't like what happened with their head coach. I think you battle with guys for a whole year. You do what you do. You don't just leave them, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I view that. I think that's just kind of messed up. So for them to still be in the position they're in and them still battling and not wavering from that, I think it's huge. I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
And then it sounds like in the final, you're taking the Hoosiers.
You know, I'm going to let fate decide that one. I don't know who to go for there. Because there's kind of two teams that – you would not expect to be in the position they're in right now. So, I'm going for both. So whatever happens, I'm biased.
Hey man, you calling back? That's why you're the good guy. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Sam, man.
Of course. Appreciate you guys.
All right, brother.
That's our guy, Sam Cosmi. You can give him a follow at Sam Cosmi on Twitter and Instagram. One of the good ones right there. Appreciate him making time. That's cool, too, that Connerly's going to go stay with Tunsil, train with him, and then when he is in town, train with Cosmi.
Yeah, the young guy needs to figure out a way to get it right.
Yep. Cosmi joining us for his weekly Paisanos player chat, fed by our friends at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays. Nurses, teachers, active duty military vets, and first responders get 25% off your order with the promo code Community. Check them out now at paisanospizza.com. It's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me and B talk a lot about the great work we've had with Paul Henry's window installation. I actually want to call Paul because he put new windows and new doors all over my house, and it's kept our house so much more cozy in the winter. You don't have that cold air leaking in, the warm air leaking out. I wonder if he does regular doors, because I want to put a new door.
He does, JP.
I want to put a new door on my bathroom so my daughter will not open the door while I'm brushing my teeth, because it's her favorite game, and I want to change it.
Yeah, he does all kinds of doors.
All right, Paul, I'm calling you. Seriously, he's done tremendous work for me. He's done tremendous work for B. And if you call now, this month, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
Well, you should have just came to my house, JP. Paul does all types of doors, sliding doors, all glass. He could do wood doors for you. He could do the metal doors. Anything that you need, Paul can do it. He did all my doors. He did my windows. Also, he did my pergola, which I now just use it as a place where I do all my cooking because I don't like the sun beaming down on this big bald head of mine. So you can call Paul right now to receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.